Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
A few weeks ago, I was on a car ride south with a friend. He told me about a book he'd read recently that reshaped his thinking. The Pulitzer Prize winner by Isabel Wilkerson, The Warmth of Other Suns, subtitled The Epic Story of America's Great Migration. I'd heard about the book, but have to confess I wasn't sure what the Great Migration was. This book is not about immigrants coming to America. Rather, it's about a migration within America, mostly from south to north or west. The book spans about 125 years from post-Civil War to late 20th century. It outlines the story of millions of African Americans who fled the Jim Crow South for greener pastures in places like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. The greener pastures sometimes allowed for greater freedom, but not always. In some ways, the reception many African Americans received once they arrived in their new home states was about as cold and frosty as the stifling heat of sharecroppers working under the burden of the Southern sun and Jim Crow. Among those who decided to resettle, the author notes a medical doctor, Robert Pershing Foster, who served in the U.S. Armed Forces and decided to move his medical practice from Louisiana to Los Angeles. An orange picker, George Swanson Starling, from Florida, who began organizing fellow pickers in order to get a fair wage and eventually had to flee to Harlem. A sharecropping couple named George and Ida Mae Gladney, who landed in Chicago. All whose stories were told over many decades as they made up their minds to wrench themselves away from family, friends, and familiarity in order to gain more freedom. Wilkerson does a splendid job of telling these families' respective stories. Their stories reflect the times and the waves of immigration that compose the Great Migration. The first wave of Great Migration began to break in America around the time of World War I. The war effort created many jobs in the factories of the North and West and lured many thousands of colored people, as they were called at the time, out of the South and to the North and West. The next wave came during the Great Depression and then Second World War. The migration slowed down in the latter 20th century as Jim Crow retreated and civil rights began to advance. What struck me about the book was how hard were the lives of these people, due not only to the normal exigencies of life, but also to the racism of Jim Crow. As a white boy who grew up in Southern California, I seldom thought about the plight of these people of color who could have their families separated, children kept out of school, or be thrown in jail for addressing a white person with the wrong tone of voice. Wilkerson is not simplistic. The migrants were not angels. They made mistakes. They had their shortcomings. But the major point I took away from the book was that they were people a lot like me, with the difference that when they first came up to bat, they had two strikes called against them because of the color of their skin. As a Christian nation, you'd think we could do better. In fact, we must do better. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.